Welcome to the Fit and Fulfilled podcast. My name is Kushboo and I am your host. I am a mind-body manifesting coach and founder of the wellness consulting business, K-Way. I am committed to helping you tap into the infinite power you hold when it comes to intentionally creating a more abundant life that gets you jumping out of bed with so much excitement. Over here, we chat about all things mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual health to help you constantly manifest bigger and better for yourself. Grab a cup of coffee, bottle of kombucha, or a glass of wine, and let's chat.
Hey, welcome back. It's another episode of the Fit and Fulfilled podcast. My name is Kushboo, and I am your host. On this podcast, we chat about all things mindset, manifestation, and personal development. And the whole crux of the show is for you to realize how powerful you are when it comes to creating the outcome that you actually want to be experiencing. No more settling or helplessly waiting for your life to change, but instead knowing exactly how you can make the impossible possible, knowing exactly how to create your desired outcomes, no matter how far-fetched, no matter how crazy they might seem. And as much as we are constantly bombarded with various different tips and tools and videos and books, etc., on how to manifest, sometimes information overload can be the exact reason why we end up doing nothing at all, while we end up staying stuck in the same position, because it's really freaking overwhelming. Trust me, been there, done that. But the more we simplify the process of manifestation, realize that it's not something we switch on and off, but it's something we've been doing from the minute we were born. It's kind of like the law of gravity. Whether or not you are trying to work the law of gravity, it's always working. That is how manifestation has been unfolding. From the minute you were born, you've been manifesting the results that have unfolded in your life. And the more conscious you are about it, so the more intentional you are in terms of how you show up, that is how you can also be intentional about what outcomes unfold for you. And so with this podcast, I really try to simplify the process of manifestation so that you're able to actually not only get wowed by these cool concepts, but instead you're also able to apply them to your own life. Because I don't care how dire your situation might seem. I don't care how big your desire might feel. Manifestation is an effortless process that is working for all of us. And you can be, do, or have whatever you want. You just need to get out of your own way and allow yourself to see what is possible for your life. And so if this is the first time on, this is your first time on my podcast, welcome. And if you are a regular listener, you have no idea how grateful I am that you choose to spend this time with me. And I always love hearing from you. Honestly, when people tell me, oh, I listened to your podcast episode or this particular piece of advice resonated with me, I can't even tell you how much joy it brings me. And so if that sounds like you, you're somebody who resonates with this podcast, please come and tell me. I hang out the most on Instagram. My handle is at kushboo.kway. And I always love hearing from you. But in the meanwhile, for today's episode, it's a bit different. It's a bit different take on manifestation in the sense that with manifestation, we hear so much about like affirmations, visualization, meditation, vibration, all that. And in the process, we forget the crux of what manifestation is. Manifestation is nothing more than taking a desire that was once part of your imagination and turning it into reality. And as much as we can do all the things, so the affirmations, visualizations, meditation, and all these different techniques, I cannot stress this enough. Manifestation is not about what you are doing. The results that unfold in your life are based on who you are being on a moment-to-moment basis. Your life is a mirror reflection of you, your state of being, and what you give focus to. And so if you want to change the outcomes that you are experiencing, firstly, you got to change what you are focusing on. Start energizing the reality that you want through your thoughts. But even more important is change who you are being, change who you are embodying. If you want to experience a new reality, it starts with stepping into a new version of you. And the reason I say that this is going to be a little bit of a different episode is because that's what we're going to talk about today. Not so much about how to manifest the one-time thing, but instead, how can I completely elevate my entire state of being and elevate my overall presence so that I'm naturally in alignment with my desired reality, so that when I say I want something, I'm going to get it with so much more ease because I've done the necessary work to raise my baseline vibration. Because so often we want something, then we commit to these habits. Okay, for this week or this month, I'm going to be really on it with my gratitude. Or for this month, I'm going to wake up every day and go for a workout. But when you are living this life whereby on some weeks or some months, you're committing to your energy and raising your vibration, whereas other weeks and other months, you just let it life pass you by. That fluctuation in your state of being is only going to be mirrored back to you in the form of chaos, inconsistency, obstacles, resistance, curveballs. But instead, when you just become a more elevated, enhanced, improved version of you, you naturally improve your overall point of attraction. And guess what happens? Things just manifest for you really quickly. And so today I wanted to talk about three skills that you need to master and constantly work on in order to become a more powerful manifester. And like I said, the more you can work on yourself, because remember that you are the starting point of all creation, your life is a mirror of you. And so when you improve, everything around you has to improve. That's just the way the law works. Whether or not you choose to accept it or want to believe it, that is just the way it is. So you might as well get with the program. And so three skills, which I really think are going to help you improve as a person. And as a result, you're going to see your life open up. And I'm also going to tie some of them with the different universal laws and how they are all interlinked, and how it's really important to not look at your life in isolation, but instead realize that even just the 1% shift in who you're being is going to have a ripple effect on everything in your life. And so the first skill you really need to master in order to become a more powerful manifester is your time management skills. This is something I work with my clients a lot on, is how to maximize your time and ensure that you're able to not only get the most out of your day and be efficient with your time, but you're also able to go through your day with a state feeling of ease and feeling of confidence and not feeling like your life, you're playing catch up with your life. And like I said, is that if your life is a mirror, which by the way, if you want to know what the universal law for this is, it's called the law of correspondence, that your outer world is your outer reality is a mirror reflection of your inner world. But anyways, fun fact for you. But here's the thing, is that no matter what you're manifesting right now, whether it's more money, more cash in the bank, more fulfilling relationship, more authentic and meaningful friendships, or a certain job, a travel experience, or just an exciting experience overall, improved well-being, whatever it is, whatever your desire is, it is because when you get that desire, you're going to feel a sense of expansion. You're going to feel like your life has opened up. And in order to show the universe that you're ready for the expansion that you desire, it means you have to become a more expansive version of yourself, a version of you who's able to handle that level of expansion. I talked about in the last episode, or the episode before the last, about law of expectation. We don't get what we want, we get what we expect, and also what we're able to handle. And so just by improving your time management skills and becoming a more expansive version of you, you've embodied a new version of you. And that's how you're now in alignment with the expansion that you want. And also, when it comes to improving your time management skills, you're also showing the universe that you can handle that growth. Because here's the thing, is that we all want more for ourselves, but if our current situation is stressing us out or overwhelming us, or we're not able to handle, oh my God, I can't breathe, I have so much to do. And don't even lie, I know you said at some stage, oh, I just don't have time. And that's, again, that's functioning from a place of scarcity. That when you constantly tell yourself, I don't have time, and if you're functioning from a place of scarcity, your life can only mirror back to you more scarcity, more lack. And so when it comes to improving your time management skills, also realize that what is the energy behind someone who has their time under control, someone who plans their day well? The energy behind that is someone who prioritizes herself and her peace of mind. If you are a guy, excuse the pronoun, but it's just easy. It just rolls off the tongue more naturally. But if you're somebody with good time management skills, you're also a lot more focused. You think more clearly. You're someone who has her shit together. And again, these are all really abundant magnetic energies. And imagine what your life is going to mirror back to you. If you feel that you have your shit together, your life will be a lot more aligned. It will feel a lot more, a lot easier to handle. And so when it comes to improving your time management skills, a few tips that I will share, because that's one thing which I feel like I've really worked on for myself, because sometimes I just look at my days and I'm just like, wow, the amount I'm able to get in a day, fit in a day, and actually feel pretty balanced, feel pretty good. It's so much more than I could have ever imagined in the past. And also I feel really energized and it's a lot more exciting. You're living your day feeling in a state of excitement and you're feeling thrilled by your circumstances because you're doing more with your time. And a lot of time when we find ourselves saying stuff like, oh, I don't have energy, I'm so exhausted, it's not because you haven't slept. It's because you're intuition, your inner being, it's exhausted, it's frustrated because you're not doing enough with your time. And so a few things that help me is Google Calendars. It is a godsend. I literally put everything there because, you know, once you have things fit in into your calendar, you can actually, that visual aid actually presents to you almost like a map in terms of how you can work things around, how you can fit things in, how you can slot different priorities into your day. And also what I will say is if you're somebody who exercise is important to, which I really hope that you are, because it's not about the weight loss part of exercise, but about the mental health benefits. We should all be moving our bodies. Our bodies are designed to move. But I would even say put that into your calendar, because a lot of times when life gets busy, our habits get put on the back burner because I just don't have time. But your habits, I've talked about it so much, the way you care for yourself needs to be your number one priority, even more so when life gets busy. And so, you know, put it into your calendar. Okay, and that's what I do from 7 to 7:30 or 7 to 7:45. I'm doing my morning routine, my meditation, my breath work, my journaling, and so forth. That I know that on most days, 8:10 to 9 o'clock, I'm doing my workout. And really, you know, schedule it in the same way you would schedule in other different meetings and appointments into your day. And I think there are also quite a few other scheduling apps. So if Google Calendar is not something you're on board with, then there's so many scheduling apps, but I would definitely encourage you choosing one. Or if you're more old school, kudos to you, you could use a pen and paper. But writing things down, it also takes away the overwhelm that we create mentally about how much we have to do, but instead it gives us a visual representation of how we can actually fit the madness that is in front of us. And another thing I would also add is avoid the urge to multitask. It's so tempting to try and do multiple things at once, but if you are a multitasker, I'm sure you can agree that you end up not getting much done at all because you're not giving your focus and attention single-handedly to one thing. Firstly, you're spreading yourself thin. B, you're constantly switching mentally from, and you're mentally switching your focus. And see, you're not, as much as we kid ourselves that multitasking is a way of being efficient, it's actually one of the most self-sabotaging habits to engage in because you're neither here nor there. You're not getting as much done. But instead, when you can unitask and give all your energy, all your attention to the task in front of you, you can actually get it done so much more and then move on to the next task. And also what I will add in the context of unitasking is, once you've created your to-do list for the day, then I would go back to that to-do list and I would highlight 3 to 5 of the most important tasks for your day. What are the 3 to 5 priorities that you have to get done? Because a lot of stuff that we think we need to do, we can actually roll it over to the next day. And then I would say that's what you got to start with. Rather than start off with the easy tasks or the easy appointments or the easy whatever it is, focus on what's priority. And then again, if you have time after that, then you can move on to the next task. But a lot of times it's because we're getting done the stuff that's not really important, not going to really affect the grand scheme of things and what we can actually put off the next day. And the stuff that we actually need to get done, we're not doing. And then that's where the overwhelm kicks in because we feel like we don't have enough time to get it done. The second skill you need to master in order to become a more powerful manifester is your communication skills. I cannot stress this enough. Being a good communicator will take you places in life. Like they will take you to your greatest heights because a lot of times it's not about what you're saying, but how you're saying it. And you could be saying the most eloquent message. You could be saying the most informative idea. You could be sharing the most informative idea, whatever it is. But if you are not speaking the language that the person in front of you can understand, it's all for nothing. And that's why really mastering your communication skills is so important. And also when you are a good communicator, and so you're choosing your language in a way that the other person can actually understand and internalize, you're also coming from a place of confidence. You're walking around with so much more authority. And imagine what the energy of that is. The energy behind that is, again, I've said this in many podcasts, self-confidence, self-assurance are both such magnetic energies. But a lot of times we're fumbling with our words, we're making excuses, we're stuttering, we're doubting ourselves, we're, you know, we're saying one thing, but then we're meaning something else because we feel bad. But instead, it's really about understanding that, okay, communication skills, it's not only about the language that I choose to use, not only about how I put the message across, but it's also about how am I talking to myself? Self-talk is so important because whatever you're saying about yourself, you're feeding that to your subconscious mind and you're going to see that reflected back at you. And it's become really normalized to engage in self-deprecation, like, oh, I'm just so fat, or I look like shit today, or I'm just someone who lacks discipline, I always procrastinate. We keep putting ourselves down, but you're feeding this negativity into your subconscious. And then can you imagine when it comes to showing up to the rest of your life that you're coming from a place of low self-worth, low self-confidence? So really pay attention to how you talk to yourself. How are you describing your life? Like the next time someone asks you, how are you? I don't want you to say, I'm okay, I'm all right. No, I want you to say, I'm doing really great. Life is amazing. I'm really happy where I'm at right now. Tell the story you want to live. And also it's about how you, like I said, communicate with others and overall interact with the world around you. And not just to your friends, your family, but even when you go into your coffee shop, smile, talk to make a small conversation with the person who's making your coffee. At the end of the day, is when you're coming with that energy where you're able to communicate with everyone and anyone, it's a very open energy. And that open energy is very receptive. And a lot of times we don't realize that when we are like coming from a place of, and again, maybe you're reserved and shy, and I get that, but that's where you got to work on is how can I now open myself up and be more communicative and actually show the universe that I'm receptive to the goodness that I want in my life. And in doing so, remember, again, you're embodying a new version of you, and therefore you're going to experience a new reality. And on the topic of communication, this also really ties in with how we communicate our needs, how we express our feelings, how we communicate our boundaries. And a lot of times we shy away from expressing our needs or saying how we feel or even enforcing a boundary because of the fear of how it's going to be perceived or what we're going to make others feel. But when you can become a really good communicator and master the art of communication, whether it's enforcing a boundary or telling someone, hey, I really need this help, I need your support, or let's say a friend lets you down and you can actually tell them, you know what, I love you, but that was a really terrible thing you did, and I just didn't feel, you know, I didn't feel supported, whatever it is now you're embodying this energy that, you know what, I'm not going to shy away from the way I feel, I'm not going to devalue my energy, I'm not going to devalue my peace of mind, but instead I'm going to let the other person know what I need, what I feel, or what I'm not able to or don't want to commit to, because now I'm coming from a place of high self-worth. And then again, your life is a mirror, and when you can place a value on yourself so much that you're able to communicate what is important to you, your life has to mirror back to you more high value outcomes. And one more thing to add is, remember that one of the reasons that we're on this planet is to develop connections. And if you are somebody who's had a meaningful connection with any human being, whether it's a friend, a relative, a spouse, or a partner, or a colleague, whatever it is, or maybe even just your help at home, but just when you've had a really good conversation, I mean, that's the case for all of us. We've all engaged in one meaningful connection at some stage in our life. That is, and just imagine, go back to that moment. How good did it feel after you just felt so uplifted? You just felt so content. Maybe you got the warm and fuzzies. I know whenever I have a DMC, a deep meaningful conversation with a friend of mine, I just have all the warm and fuzzies. And that feeling of pure positive energy, of joy that comes from developing meaningful connections, is your inner being telling you you are in alignment And when you are in alignment period, everything you want will come to you with so much more ease because now there's no non-resistant energy. And so the more you improve your communication skills, the more meaningful connections you're able to build. And now guess what? You're just living a life whereby you're always in alignment. And the third skill you need to manifest in order to become a more powerful manifester. I'm not going to say the last skill because there are so many other skills that we can improve on. Maybe if you enjoy this, tell me, send me a DM and let me know if you enjoy this episode and I will record a part two of more skills that I think are really important in order to become a more powerful manifester. But for now, third skill would be resourcefulness. Being someone who no matter what life throws your way, you're able to make the best of it. When life hands you lemons, you don't only make lemonade, but you say, hey, give me the chilies, give me the salt, because I'm going to make myself a nice spicy margarita. But this is the thing, is that when you don't get what you want, you can either sit there and cry about it and say why life is so hard, but all you're doing is creating more resistance. And in that resistant energy, you only create more curveballs and more obstacles. So when you get into a state of acceptance, you're like, you know what? Okay, well, life has dealt me this hand of cards and I'm going to make the most of it because I'm so freaking resourceful. Again, is you're coming from a place of acceptance, and that is when the universe will lean in. That is when the universe will support you. And more importantly, that is when the universe will deliver to you that something better, whatever that is, that something better that your logic cannot even imagine. And that's why, again, is the more you can just look at your circumstances and rather than question, why is this happening to me? Because again, that's far from being resourceful, but instead, how can I make the most of the situation? How can I grow from this? You're making it about you. You're coming from a place of self-empowerment. And in that empowered energy, you are your most empowered self. And again, come back to what is the energy behind this skill? Well, the energy behind resourcefulness and being someone who makes it work, you will notice that now as being someone who makes it work, that will be mirrored back to you in the form of circumstances actually working out in your favor. But remember is that you are the starting point of all creation. Life is nothing more than a reflection of you. And if you're not getting what you want, if you are noticing that things just seem a bit hard or it's just not working in your favor or everyone else around you has it easier. Okay, you know what? Decide firstly, what is the story I'm going to tell myself? I can keep beating on that drum, but that self-pity party might feel good, but it's not really serving me. But instead, I need to now take that accountability and take that responsibility and really ask myself, who am I being? Because if I really am becoming a better version of myself and I'm letting go of the resistance and internal blocks I'm holding onto, there's no way these curveballs can exist, at least not to the degree that I'm currently experiencing. If I work on myself and really get better, there's no way my life is not going to open up because that's just the law. These are not like some random theories or hypotheses. This literally scientific study shows that our life is a mirror reflection of us. Quantum physics, baby. And so if this episode resonated with you, please come and tell me on Instagram. My handle is at kushboo.kway. I always love hearing from you. And in the meanwhile, I'm sending you love and all the abundant vibes. Have a super day ahead and I will chat to you very soon.
Thank you so much for listening to the Fit and Fulfilled podcast. If you have an extra minute, I'd so appreciate if you could head over to iTunes and leave this podcast a 5-star review. In doing so, it helps other people receive this message so they can also go to the next level in their wellness journey. I'd love to connect with you, so please let me know what your biggest takeaways are in this episode and tag me on Instagram at kushboo.kway in your social media post or DM me to help me serve you better and create more content that you can resonate with. I'll see you next week, but in the meanwhile, I'm sending you so much love and goodbye.